This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis residents may have noticed that some of their neighborhood trees have been removed recently. That's because city foresters are waging war on one tiny but destructive pest, the emerald ash borer. The invasive species from Asia has decimated ash trees around the country for almost 15 years. After seeing the destruction it's caused to other cities, St. Louis officials are scrambling to save the ash trees they can and stop the spread of this beetle. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports.
On a hot late summer day, a man saws the branches off of a tree in the Central West End neighborhood. The trees next to it have signs taped on their trunks that say they're being removed because of the emerald ash borer. They are among 13,000 ash trees the city is removing from public property. Forestry Commissioner Skip Kincaid knows the work will change the way the streets look, but he warns it'll be worse if they let the emerald ash borer infest trees.
And it's not something that we ask for and that we want to do, but it's something we have to do to protect people so that we don't have dead trees all over the streets.
The emerald ash borer was first spotted in St. Louis in Penrose Park last April, and it was first found in Missouri 8 years ago. The city's strategy to tackle the pest will cost $530,000 a year over 5 years. The emerald ash borer lays eggs on the bark. Then larvae hatch and burrow through to the tree to feast on the tissues that transport water and nutrients.
So that whole system of pipes, you know, pulling nutrients up into the tree and moving sugars down into the rest of the tree, that whole system is interrupted. So the tree literally just begins to dry up and die.
Ash trees are a major part of St. Louis's urban forest. Nearly one out of five street trees are ash trees. Many of the ones that decorate the city's neighborhoods are well over a century old. But not all of the trees are being removed. About 1,000 of them are being saved through chemical treatments. A forester drills small holes near the base of an ash tree in North St. Louis. He's drilling that low because that's where the tree's xylem is, the system of tissues that push nutrients into the rest of the tree. Then he sticks crayon-shaped tubes full of liquid into the holes. The tree has to be treated before emerald ash borers take over. Kincaid says the chemical inside the tube acts almost like a vaccination for the pest.
It's like a, you know, getting a shot in your arm or getting some kind of treatment, being hooked up to an IV.
The city has picked 1,000 of its healthiest ash trees to save, but many more ash trees live on private property. Compton Heights resident Ron Chun dreads the idea of seeing ash trees leave his neighborhood.
So in our neighborhood, which is a historic neighborhood, on this street on Longfellow, the two main streets, there's 52 ash trees. And at this end, they're mostly ash trees, and some are over 100 years old. They're very significant to the neighborhood.
Chun has five massive ash trees on his property.
If they're all gone, we don't have the same property.
His arborist, Tom Bashore from Davie Tree Service, urged him to treat them 2 years ago.
I came to him and I said, hey, look, we got to treat these trees. If we don't treat these trees will eventually die.
The work was expensive, but Chun decided that it was worth it. However, he wishes that more of his neighbors knew about the pest. The city's plan is to replace ash trees in six wards by next spring. None of them will be replaced by another ash tree. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.